Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Neilinger, what's for breakfast?
Stewed apples, bacon, and biscuits.
Well, forget the apples. Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Daddy, you've just been scandalizing my name. I think I better straighten you out. Now, I'm a very conservative fella, and I don't go for displays of emotion. But I'm in love with a chick named Messy Bessie, and she cuts up whenever she takes a notion. Now, she ain't high class like I am, so sometimes she gets carried away. And that's when she starts to goof it. And this is what you'll hear me say. This is what I tell her. Don't get messy, Bessie. Keep your whiskey quiet. When you've had a couple of drinks, woman, you just might start a riot. Don't get messy, Bessie. You know what I'm talking about. When your love comes tumbling down, you'll wear a good man out. Now when that whiskey moves you, you start to snapping your fingers and shouting out loud, start shaking and quaking and hooping and hollering. You talk so loud you draw a crowd. So don't get messy, Bessie. Try to play it cool. 'Cause you just wait till I get you home. Then I'll get messy too.
We'll be right back.
That really wasn't a theme. That was like a slice of Mancini goodness from Gun, I think. Anyhow, where we at? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. Possum Hour? Hope you all had a great week and your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. I was just thinking tonight, so I said, how you feel? How you doing? I'm like, I'm doing great. And I go, you know, if I felt like it was 10 years ago, I'd have said, boy, I feel like shit. But, you know, I actually feel like I'm doing good. Getting old sucks, man. It makes you more tolerant, though. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of pleat plaid pantaloons and fungus-free footwear. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Batter Shrimp. Listening, Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday's Possum Hour, Diddy Mow. You know, we actually had a celebrity on this show one time, like 12, 13 years ago. It was pretty cool, man. You never know, another 12, 13 years. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley's never-ending search for his key. Wouldn't you hate that? I got one of those going on right now, man. Looking for some shit. Can't find it. Got to be somewhere, right? This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Dr. Fleming Von Flushvalve, inventor of the dribble glass. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster contemplates the trajectory of his cheek. And on Friday, go get laid, man. What the fuck? Week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. Well, as I get to the queue, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Okay, Unis Travel Plans, I need to be in New York on Monday, LA on Tuesday, New York on Wednesday, LA on Thursday, New York on Friday. Got it?
Got it.
So you want to work here? What really makes you think you deserve a job here?
Well, sir, I think on my feet I'm good to figure it and have a sharp mind.
Excellent. Can you start on Monday?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Without hesitation.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And in conclusion, Jim, Bill, Bob, Carl, Fred, Low, Dork, Adolf, and Ted. Business is business. And as we all know, in order to get something done, you got to do something. In order to do something, we got to get to work. So let's get to work. Thank you for taking me.
Petey did a bang-up job. I'm putting you in charge of Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I know it's perfect, Peter. That's why I picked Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's perfect. Peter, may I call you Pete?
Call me Pete.
Pete.
Is Mr. Schnittler here to see you?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Can you wait 15 seconds?
I'll wait 15 seconds.
Congratulations on your deal in Denver, Dave. I'm putting you down to deal with Dallas. Don, is it a deal? Do we have a deal? It's a deal. I got to go. I got a call coming in. Hi, Doc. Just dealt with Don.
In this fast-moving, high-pressure, get-it-done-yesterday world, aren't you glad there's one company that can keep up with it all?
You got a deal. Good. I'm putting you down to deal with Dick. Dick, what's the deal with the deal? Are we dealing? We're dealing. Dave, it's a deal with Don, Doc, and Dick. Doc, it's a deal with Dave, Dick, and Dave. Don, it's a Doc with Dick, Dave, and Dick. Gotta go, Dave. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dick. Disconnecting. Gotta go, Dan. Disconnecting.
Grenache.
But it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby!
All right. Yeah, baby.
Enter!
All right.
There you go.
All right.
Where's the beef?
I think here we go.
Possum Hour says, suck it.
Yeah, baby. There
now
she
you're
is.
Talking. Now you're talking. All right, man. Shoot. So, how's it going, man?
All right. It's going all right, I suppose. Doing the usual. Nothing.
The huge.
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Watching
well,
silent movies.
Can't be bad.
No. Keep me going.
Let me see here. I had gigs Friday night for special needs young adult. Well, not young adult. Adults, I guess.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Uh-huh.
I've done that a few years in a row, so I got some regulars. That's one of those gigs that, like, it's 10 minutes uh-huh. away from my house. It's so easy. You know, oh my God.
Nice.
That's a beauty. No tips.
A nice payday.
You know, no tips though. But I mean, you know, it's just fun, you know, because they're having the time of their lives.
That's nice.
It's nice. It is nice. Uh-huh. I'm getting all mushy in my old age, man. I had a weird one tonight, man. Before the show, I was up at Hilton downtown in some suite, and they were. You know what? I listened to these people talk about what they did for 2 hours.
Yeah.
I really couldn't tell you what they did, but it had something to do with. I don't know. They made money doing something.
That's a whole different world out there, man. I don't understand it either.
Hey, as long as the check clears, cool, man.
And that was just today? That was before the show?
Yeah. It was over 6 o'clock. So
it's
kind of weird.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm kind of shagged, man. I thought, oh, I'll be all energized, man, you know, for the show. I'm dragging ass.
Yeah, sometimes you get like a second wind going and everything, but sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you roll.
There you go.
Hey, speaking of being old, you catching any Uncle Bobo in court this week?
No, I just saw that all the memes about him sleeping.
Oh, yeah. He's dozing off. He's dozed off every day, I think. I don't know. I didn't hear about today. But he's, Winnie. you know where I'm going with this, man. He dozes off, and then he passes gas.
I haven't heard that part yet. That's great.
Yep. And they say, like, it's really bad, man. Like, the court is, like, a stench. And I kind of think it's more than a little more than gas.
Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What did I mean, like, he can't leave, man. He's sitting there in court.
Uh-huh.
Crazy.
Oh, man.
It's gotta hit some kind of like head this, you know, another couple weeks of this shit.
Yeah.
People gonna be dude. You can't be shitting your drawers over there. You know, clear the courts. I love it. What a buffoon.
Okay, that's beautiful.
I know. It's just talk about just desserts. Speaking of just desserts, you know, as I was sitting around, I got this thing. I gave my text number to the pizza joint. Right?
Yeah.
Massey's Best Pie in town. I mean, they're fucking pepperoni pizzas. Wall-to-wall pepperoni. The crust is great. The sauce is... Mwah! So they're always sending me these texts, you know. You pick a number from 1 to 100, you know. I never did. The other day, it's 78. You're a winner! Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I got a 12-inch pie coming, man.
Nice.
And it's a one topping, but you only need one topping.
That's all.
It's
no
wall,
pineapple.
Fucking wall pepperoni, man.
Sweet.
So I think that's going to be Zero Sum Tuesday's lunch tomorrow.
Nice. Winter free pie.
I haven't won anything in a fucking long time, man. A free fucking, from the best pizza in town.
And it's going to taste even better being free.
Being free. But still, let's blow something up. Huh?
Yeah, blow
something
up.
What do you
up.
Say?
Yeah, blow
Did
something
we play
up.
The Flubber song yet?
I don't believe so. Flubber song.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that. I got a Tarzan song, too, though. Ooh, I got the Ukraine national anthem. Do that. Right. Hey, yo, go Ukraine. All right, let's blow up Electric Avenue.
Yeah.
Nobody. Nobody makes Sheriff Buford Chief Justice look like a bottom feckin'.
Except for that.
Your ass.
Hucklebuck.
Nice. I got the Hucklebuck around here somewhere. We'll Hucklebuck before the evening's over. I like saying Hucklebuck too as well.
Yeah, it was a big thing with possum back in the day.
Oh yeah. Everybody was Hucklebucking.
Yeah.
It was sweeping the possum nation. It was the Big Mamu. Before
That's
the
right.
Big Mamu was the Big Mamu. So what do you think about that mystery potato, man? What's up with that?
What's going on with that mystery potato? Tell the story.
Now, you remember last year, right? I had
yeah.
two mystery potatoes one day.
Uh-huh.
I go out, I'm like, what the fuck that looks... Or no, I was out mowing. I didn't see him until I was mowing. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It looks like a potato. Run over it. Yeah, it's a potato. The fuck? So I mowed, Friday, Saturday, something. And I go out... You know, I was like, it's all dandelions, so I'm like looking at how bad it looks one day later, you know. All the dandelions are standing up laughing at me, you know. Oh, it doesn't look too bad.
Uh-huh.
What's that over there? It's a potato. What the fuck?
That's weird.
Where are they
shit.
Coming from, man? I find it baffling.
Another mystery. Someone's throwing potatoes at you.
Why would you chuck potatoes in somebody's yard, though, man? It's a perfectly good-looking potato, too.
What kind of message are they sending you?
I don't know. Is it like an Irish thing? Get the hell out of here, you Irish Mick. Is that what it is?
Maybe. Mystery potato.
Oh, man, my dandelions are insane. Ope says his are bad.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking of getting some weed and feed or something, man. Just, like, trying to knock some of them down, you know. Thinking oh, jeez. It's my dandelions, man.
Okay, dandelions. Kill them. Kill them.
Well, you know, I don't want a few, but, man. Give them an inch, I'll take a mile. You know what I mean? I got like in the middle of the front and in the middle of the back, there's like these sections, and it's like dandelions have taken over. We're in charge now. Fuck grass.
There you go.
Yeah. They're the intrusive species. But on the other hand, they're good for bees and shit like that, right?
There you go. There you go. You don't want bees around your house.
Sure, you want bees and birds and the bees. Not the birds and the bees. Where would we be, right? Huh?
That's it. There you go. There you go.
Huh.
Kill the dandelion.
Kill the dandelion. But I don't want to put a lot of poisons out. I don't want to spray chemicals. A weed and feed or something. I don't know. Got the feed in it. The weed. The weed and the feed.
Big, massive dumps.
Oh, man. You're like sitting on that jury, go, Your Honor. I move that somebody changes the ex-president type. It's like, that shit's really rank.
They should just come in and hose them down. Big fire hose.
You ever hear that guy from the Apprentice talk about it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw a clip of that.
Yeah, he'd be like, oh, he'd get all pissed off and did himself, and then they did it. But bring the guy in to hose him down, man. And I mean, you know, like, if it was, I don't know. I don't mean to make fun of that.
Yeah, well, seeing who it is, it's acceptable.
Seeing who it is and how he got that way. By abusing drugs.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that he's a dickhead makes it funny.
And he lives off of McDonald's, for fuck's sake. Billionaire living off of McDonald's.
The classy
supposedly
guy.
Billionaire.
Classy guy. All right. Well, Apple Cheeks Alice took the night off. She's having tea and crumpets with her sister.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Fill your greetings and all that whatnot. We'll give her an excuse on that.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Cake's here, though.
Dr. Cake.
Hear me now, listen to me later. Michelle. Without Dr. Cake!
Yep.
Diddly doodly. This is the few and the proud tonight, man. GT Trenton's here, the strongest man on the internets.
GT train.
Oh, yeah. He's not feeling so good, so send him some positive wave.
You got it.
But he ain't got the COVID. He ain't got the cocoa.
There you go. Good. There you go.
Okay. He ain't got the cocoa. You don't want the cocoa.
You go, Glenn Coco.
Go get the cocoa. Boom, 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 boom. Man, I still see people wearing masks and shit every once in a while.
Do you really?
I always wonder, like, why are they wearing masks? But, like, well, when Mikey was over the last summer, he would wear a mask sometimes because he couldn't, like, get, you know.
Okay.
In his weakened condition, they didn't
want
extra crapola.
Oh, yeah.
During
some... Made sense.
Yeah. This is the one. All right. Well, GT, I hope you start feeling better, buddy. You're feeling better, buddy. Better, buddy. Man, we got to rest up for Saturday. I got a humdinger. Like 3.5-hour formal thing.
Yeah.
But it's only like a hop, skip, and a jump away, right? Great.
Yeah. Which you were
lately,
here,
I've
right?
been
yeah.
getting lucky on the driving. So, and then after that, I got like an hour in between. I got an after prom, so I'll be like drunk till like 2 a.m. or something stupid.
After prom? What are we getting that? I guess we are getting that. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All oh, right. yeah. It's going till 2. Oh, jeez. I'll be 6:30 in the evening till 2 a.m. Booyah.
Okay. All right. There's some cash.
Oh, someone's going to be sleeping in Sunday.
Very good sure. for you.
So this morning I tried to get up. I was like, it was like getting toward 9 o'clock. I'm like, man, let's be decadent and watch Rawhide, man. Lay in bed and watch Rawhide, you know.
Uh-huh.
Rowdy Yates. And then I remembered, it's Earth Day, man. You got to go do your recycling.
That's right.
So I had loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly yesterday.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
The comedy just keeps coming, ladies and gentlemen.
So you got some nice coinage, huh?
Fuck no.
No?
Fucking blah. I barely made $60.
No shit. What happened? I thought it was the big deal for Earth Day.
I was reading up how I was going to be the big mom moon. I didn't get no t-shirt. I didn't get a hot dog. I didn't get an ice cream.
Oh.
I got $60.
Oh.
Dude, man.
No t-shirt, no ice cream, just the $60.
I missed Rawhide for this? So, anyways, at least I got the cans out of the shed, right?
There you go. You got something.
I might just start chucking them in the recycle thing.
Recycle,
I mean, because you figure out, like, 12 months, $60. That's and all the effort crushing the cans and stacking them away and driving them over there. Hell, man. Barley seems worth done for $60.
Yep. Throw it out.
Throw it out. Fuck recycling all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chuck it in the trash.
Hefty fucking bag it.
Stick it on the landfill. Yeah, that's how you go. Well, our old pal Ope is here.
Ope.
He's
other
tuned
people's
in
eyes.
Yep. Do you like that possum theme tonight, man? That Mancini shit?
Yeah, I was digging on it.
That's called Timothy.
Timothy, okay.
Riff from
Peter Gunn?
Man. Oh, man. The amount of music they put into that little TV show.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Jeez.
Yeah, only a half-hour show.
I know there's at least two albums of the stuff, and it's all just... way, cool jazz.
Yeah.
They wouldn't do that. Around to do that today. They say they wouldn't do that today. Yeah, because there's nobody. Won't do that.
It's a good show. I wish it, that's one of the half-hour shows I actually wish was an hour long.
Mm.
Usually I go the other way.
Little Herschel Bernardi goes a long way.
There you go. Good stuff.
Get it? Herschel Bernardi. You're the commie! I tell you. He was one of the he was in that the front, remember?
Yeah, he was one of the blacklisted people who were in the front. Yeah.
Yep. Herschel Bernardi.
Great movie. I watched that again last week.
I got it. That's one I need to do, man.
Oh.
Goody. Good old goody. Watch something again. Oh, I was drawing a cartoon for some guy. And I stuck Mad Mad World on. And the cartoon took me the length of the movie. It was weird. Wasn't really paying attention to the movie at all, you know? Just had it on,
yeah.
In fact.
Yeah, I've seen it so often, yeah.
Right. Every once in a while, I'll turn around and go, oh, yeah, that's a great bit. Let's see. Oh, man. I've hit on all my talking points.
Oh, there you go. Oh, you got
hey, did I do
candy.
My Dippin' Dots material already?
Dippin' Dots?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of Dippin' Dots in ages.
Okay. I'll save that one for later.
Okay.
Got to keep, you know, give him something to look forward to. There he is, hovering above the Possum Lounge in his flap doodle twin engine. Air compressed, fly by night, fancy doozin flying bird. It's Professor R.J. Gumby, the sinister minister of finance and parking.
Good to be here, sir.
And that entails what you would call, in some circles, Blossom Lounge!
With your super host, Commodore Dan.
Dammy
as the beaver.
Once in every show, there comes a song like this. It starts off soft and low and ends up with a kiss. Oh, where is the song that goes like this? Where is it? Where?
A sentimental song that casts a magic spell. They all will hum along. We'll overact like hell. Is a song that goes like this.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Now we can go straight into the middle eight. A bridge that is too far for me.
I'll sing it in your face while we both embrace.
And then we change the key. Awfully high for me.
But everyone can see we should have stayed in D.
For this is our song that goes like this. I'm feeling very proud.
You're singing far too loud.
That's the way that this song goes.
You're standing on my toes.
Singing our song that goes like this.
I can't believe there's more
too long, I'm sure.
That's the trouble with this song. It goes on and on and on.
For this is our song that is too long.
Jesus Christ, God!
We'll be singing this to who?
You'll wish that you weren't born.
Let's pop this damn refrain
before we go insane.
A little Spam-a-lot.
Confidence is very sexy, don't you think?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah. Ope was aghast. Dr. Cake was aghast. And GT was just gassy.
I was watching that Trading Places the other day, waiting for the... It was the Duke!
Why? I don't know why that stupid line stuck in my head. Forever and ever and ever. But it just does. It's like Eddie Murphy's most famous line.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
It was the Dukes. It was the Dukes.
Yeah.
It
is.
I never seen Coming to America, but I hear that the Dukes brothers are in that too, but they're bummed because of this. And they
you mean the original
money. Yes, it's the first show Coming to America.
That'd be cute. Yeah,
because that was a John Lantis movie, too.
Okay. No, I never saw Coming to America.
Yeah, it was. I might check
I think I saw Trading Places 80,000 times, though. For some reason, that was always on cable. And I still to this day couldn't tell you what the fuck they did at the end. They fuck over the other guys. They switch some suitcases, and somehow they're on a tropical island.
That's shit that we don't understand. Like you were saying earlier about the people, how they make their money. Who knows?
That's right. That's why you and I are a couple of schmoes, and they're
exactly.
Like driving Duesenberg, right?
Exactly. We don't know what the hell is going on. We were just there for Jamie Lee Curtis's tits.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. The nude scene.
That brought us there.
Oh, yeah. The girls. Itch. Her mom was built, boy.
Oh, holy yeah.
Cow. Janet Leigh. Sure. Wow, wow, wow. Boom.
Yep.
Even more
Thank
so
you,
than
buddy.
Jamie Lee, I think. Young
I
Janet
don't know about
Leigh.
That.
Oh, man, she's like a Barbie doll or something, man. She's... Oof. Yeah. Pretty good. And she made a nice brunette in, whatever that was.
Brunette or something?
Yeah, what's the one with the rock and roll star, Bye Bye Birdie?
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
I,
she
I
was brunette.
Her
in that.
Being a brunette,
was,
yeah. Okay.
She was really, really choice as a brunette. Janet Leigh, ladies and gentlemen, now a rotting corpse, coming to a theater near you, or a pile of ashes. Hopefully, a pile of ashes, man.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Yeah. What a wonderful thing to think of. Yes.
Boner hose.
Hey, there
right.
You go.
Oh, yeah.
The rev nose.
I got all this shit on here, man. I got this again? Okay, well, whatever, man. Oh, that's okay, the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah, I was trying to think of the name of that to remind you.
Dippin' Dots. It's like this ice cream dish.
Yeah.
And it for some, I guess they always have it in dry ice.
Yeah.
And there's some, it's like some kind of, I've never eaten them. I've seen them a million times. There's little tiny little thing, little dots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Frozen ice cream-ish confection. I don't know if Oak has the kids. He might know Dippin' Dots.
Well, was there a candy like that where it's like a wax paper and they had little dots of candy?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Dippin' Dots? Was that what it was called?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
maybe unless these guys bought the name.
No, it's just called Dots. Micro Dots or Dots? I think it was Dots.
Dots, yeah. Micro Dots, that was that shit when that...
Yeah.
You know, Timothy Leary and...
There's a difference between Micro Dots.
Yep.
Micro Dots, that was incense and peppermints, man. The Dippin' Dots, okay, Ope explains them as fun little beads of ice cream. They are good. And they are cool. Kids love them.
Okay.
But you haven't had Dippin' Dots until you've eaten them with somebody from Pittsburgh.
Do tell.
They go, oh, we're going down there and get them Dippin' Dots. This dude, he's saying Dippin' Dots about 800 times, man. I was losing my mind. Hey, you need some Dippin' Dots? I got Dippin' Dots over here. And Dippin' Dots? You got a Dippin' Dot? You want a Dippin' Dot? Hey, Dippin' Dot, over here, Dippin' Dot.
Hey, you got to have Pittsburgh Dad push that now on the...
Dippin' Dot. Yeah, he needs Dippin' Dot for a sponsor. Hey,
Dippin' Dot. Anybody want Dippin' Dots over here?
Dippin' Dots.
Yins want Dippin' Dots.
Yins want some Dippin' Dots. Yeah, I was talking about that with a guy from... The other night at a gig, and it was the material was killing, man. It was really good stuff. They had Dippin' Dots at the gig. That's why I brought it up. They had Dippin' Dots. You had them in the original Pittsburghese. God bless
you
the guy that...
You missing a Pittsburgh life?
I don't even have any plans to go back this summer, man.
Yeah.
It's a long drive, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I probably will, but... I'm an Ohio boy.
There you go.
I've been here for 40 years, man. Fuck. All right. Shall we spin the wheel?
That seems to be the route everyone goes. When they go off to college, they end up staying there. And they just stay there.
Well, I kept leaving home and ending up in Ohio. Like, I went to UD in Dayton, then I went back to Pittsburgh and went to the Art Institute. And then I got a job in Columbus. I ended up going back to Ohio, you know.
That's a strange thing. Okay.
Well, think about it.
That's what got you there.
Columbus, Ohio is a lot of opportunity, jobs and stuff. There's shit to do. And it's easy to get around in. So... I think that's why I ended up staying, you know. Fuck.
Yeah.
Does it make a living?
And you're loving it.
If you call this living.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Yeah. All right, man. I've got a backup. Here we go.
You got a backup of 3 minutes?
I've got more 3 minutes than Carter has pills, for God's sake. All right. I made my decision. This isn't the weirdest thing up here.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it isn't the most annoying. But it is 3 minutes. There we go.
And getting it off the board.
Excuse me. So, my son leaves this really nice deli ham to trick his dog into eating the pills every day.
Yeah.
He left about three, four slices, right?
Yeah.
So I make a sandwich today. I was like, all right. Yabba-dabba-do. Get halfway through the sandwich, knock it on the floor. I'm like, okay, I can save it. Knock my drink all over the sandwich. You know, don't you hate that? It's 3 minutes. You'll never get me.
With pleasures and palaces, though we may roam, be it ever so humble, there's no place like home.
I go home, I get mited, but it's a humble mitre.
A charm from the sky seems to hallow us there, which seeks through the world is ne'er met with elsewhere.
I don't know what all that means, do you? The only charm in my home belongs to a witch doctor, my wife's physician.
Home, home, sweet home, sweet home.
Oh, I can't stand sweets.
There's no place like home, yes.
The only place that's like home is another home.
There's no place like home.
My home is not homey at all. It's homely. It's got a big fireplace that we're afraid to light because the whole home will burn down. And when I was a kid, I remember I used to slide down the banister. One day it broke and I busted my Clyde. And that convinced me there's no place like your own little apartment. And when I was only 8 or 9, I went up to the attic to look over those old magazines. They were the dullest magazines I ever read. All about ways to grow hair and how to get rid of hair. They just couldn't make up their mind about hair. And on Sunday afternoon, Daddy'd read us kids the funnies. They were funny in those days, you know. And if any of us didn't laugh, Daddy beat us up with the arm of the rocking chair. Ah, Daddy, he was an idiot. And I remember old Aunt Sari. Oh, she was a Lulu. No, that was Aunt Lulu. Sari was kind of scary. She used to tell us ghost stories and put us to bed. And to this day, I have horrible nightmares. Only last night, I dreamt I went home. Back home to that little wooden structure next to the railroad tracks. It couldn't have been on the right side of the tracks because every time the train come through, I'd fall out of the wrong side of the bed until I found out one morning I was sleeping without a mattress or a spring. So I started to sleep on the floor, and then one night I fell down the fireplace. It was around Christmas time, and everybody thought I planned it. But as soon as New Year's came around, I packed Aunt Lulu's bindle and headed Texas way. Got me a couple of oil wells now and a 50-room ranch house, a golf course, some stables, a double-decker swimming pool, and no banisters anywhere, but still it's home to me. Yes, sirree.
There's no place like home.
I'm certainly glad my family got out of that place.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Yeah. The old philosopher, man.
Gotta dig that guy.
That was some funny stuff. Where do you find this stuff? I don't know. I drink, is what happened. Get on the internet, and next thing you know, it's possum hour. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of drinking, 25 years I'll be sober Friday.
Congratulations.
Quarter century. There you go.
Wowzy, wowzy woo. That's something else, man.
Yeah, it is. thinking
about
back to my life was like.
You get about half of that for the butts, off of the butts.
Yep.
It's amazing when the years start racking up on something like that, and you're like, wow, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Man, 25 years, that's quite an accomplishment, man. I think you're over the hard part.
I believe I am. I don't want you to admit that, but I believe I am.
I think you've gotten over the big hump there, man.
Now I'm just waiting to hear I got a terminal disease, and then... Hello, Michelob.
Hey, old Mix, man. That's a decent bet. That'd be one to go for.
What the hell? They tell me I got a few months to live, man. I'm getting some ice cold Michelob.
I got me Heineken's tonight.
Okay. Heineken's.
It's
the occasion. Yes,
I was on the way home, and I stopped at the one place, you know, over the A, and then, in familiar territory. I wanted something in a bottle, and I charged extra because I knew I'd have to park downtown for tonight's gig.
Yeah.
And I got out for like only $8, so I'm like, well, shit. Make the rest of that savings and buy mine.
There you go.
That was the thinking behind that. That's what I told myself. Anyway.
I never cared for Heineken.
Oh, they're pretty good. They're doing their job, too. All right. Here we go. This is a warning to people, mostly in Australia, where it's a bigger problem, but medical experts in Australia are pleading with snake bite victims to stop bringing the offending serpents with them to the hospital. I guess people get bit by a snake and they bring it with them.
Yeah.
You know, say, hey, this is the one that did it. Is it poison? Yep. You know, like that. But they say, no.
They don't need it.
Don't bring the snake to the hospital with you. They have ways of finding the venom and the venomous, and they don't know snakes. You know, they're not snake experts. They know venom. They know that. You'll be.
You're supposed to do that with dog bites and stuff like that, right? Not with snakes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess with a dog bite to see if he's got the.
Find out.
Call it babies. Yeah.
Yeah.
With the. I guess people bring the, and they said, okay, this is a quote: applying a tourniquet, cutting the wound, sucking the venom, or bringing the snake with you to the emergency are not recommended. So there you go. You get a snake bite. Just go to the emergency room. They know how to take care of this.
You see that now? You should have had a sound bite of suck out the poison. I suck out the poison.
Shoot.
I can bring a snake into the hospital.
Isn't that crazy town? Well, you know, I could see their logic, though, because they're like, well, you might want to know what kind of snake it is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Dig!
The motherfucking hospital.
Dr. Samuel L. Jackson. Okay. Let's go to Animal World here. There wasn't a lot in the news, man. Weird stuff. A loose lemur was captured after several weeks on the run in Texas.
What is it?
A lemur.
Okay.
They're like little, like half chimp, half sloth or something. I don't know. Why the fuck are there lemurs in Texas is my question. he will be taken to the ring.
I think it's the COVID thing. I don't think that shifted.
They're from Madagascar. Natively. So, I mean, like, they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
But he will be taken to the Ringtail Ranch Lemur Rescue in Lubbock, Texas. They got a Lemur Rescue Ranch in Lubbock, Texas.
Okay.
Maybe lemurs are bigger deal in Texas than we were aware of.
If they got that, if they got a protective branch there for them.
A whole rescue organization for the poor lemurs that didn't get enough love at home.
There you go.
Good for them. Okay, now, a moose was chased away from a Montana high school. I guess he was bullying the younger kids and chased him away. That's the end of that story.
He wasn't dealing drugs, was he?
Some moose.
Moose mingle.
Moose cigarettes, man. Okay, now two vultures found too drunk to fly in Connecticut. The duo had been dumpster diving and ended up eating something that was fermented enough to cause severe intoxication.
Probably a hobo. Probably a dead hobo.
They couldn't. Yeah, were too drunk to fly. So they gave him a big breakfast with plenty of fluids, and they were okey-doke after that.
And a couple of coffee.
Remember your cocktail fruit that ends up in the dumpster and end up intoxicating wildlife if the dumpster is not kept closed.
There you go. There you have it.
Yikes, man. I never thought of that, but yeah, if something would ferment and a possum would eat it or something. Yeah, drunk possum. drunk vultures. They couldn't fly. They probably couldn't get off the ground. That's probably pretty fucking funny, really.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Flapping around.
Probably singing. Yeah, singing a drunk song.
A British farmer is using Axe body spray to keep his rams from fighting. And what it does, it masks their hormones, so they don't get aggressive toward each other. So there you go. I'm used for that crap.
Nice little promotion for Axe.
Yeah. I mean, it'll make you smell like a sheep. It's great. An elephant escapes a circus and wanders through Montana traffic. That had to be something to see.
Oh, yeah.
Get home from work. You ain't going to believe what I seen today on the way to work. Down the middle of Harrison Avenue amid heavy traffic. Oh, in heavy traffic, too. Nice. Why is there
an elephant?
Traveling circus, man. I thought they quit that, man.
Yeah, I thought they did stop that.
The pachyderm pursuit and blah, blah, blah. The animal rights group, PETA, and PAWS reported in separate statements that the elephant had escaped from the circus before in 2010-2014. So I guess it goes on without any backlash.
Yeah, I guess so.
Boo. I would not go to a circus had elephants. Cool.
They beat those poor things. Just so they could step in school.
They're superior to humans, man. We shouldn't be fucking treating them like they're animals.
That's right.
Oh, this is an old story on the lemur. They already caught the lemur. This is an update.
Caught the lemur.
Yeah, he was at Mickey's Bar and Grill. The other night, he spotted there. He had a couple of drinks and took off with some trim. I met at the bar. I don't want to see no elephants in no captivity.
Go to Africa if you want to see elephants.
Turn on cartoons on TV.
There you go.
National Geographic. Watch Dumbo for crying out loud.
Jesus.
I know we've done this story before, sort of. A man paddles river in Australia's largest pumpkin.
Yeah,
This is a nearly 900-pound pumpkin, and this guy went down a river in it, and I guess it happens every year. This wasn't a world record or anything.
900-pound pumpkin.
That's a big pumpkin.
That's a big-ass pumpkin.
Now, a Nigerian chess champ played for 60 consecutive hours.
60 hours?
Won every game. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Beat the record.
I'd be falling asleep, shitting my pants like Bobo.
Well, that was the funny thing. He said he had food poisoning, and he couldn't eat anything, so he just drank water. Vantage Nigerian chess champion.
Jesus Christ.
On a Kuya. Good for him, man.
Yeah.
I don't like chess.
No. Boring as fuck.
I don't mind a game of checkers now and again.
Uh-huh.
Not chess. All right. 353 ballerinas stay on their toes. Break a world record in New York. That's pretty cool.
It is. It is. Being how many of them are there. If one fucks up, that ruins it all for everybody.
That's it.
Yeah.
Dance is a power
that
brings
impressive.
Connection to a time when we were so disconnected. In a time. Good for you. Oh, Kelly Ripa was there. Yikes. She's on drugs.
Jesus.
She's got to be on drugs.
Oh, she's got to be.
Jesus, God. That early in the morning? I mean, what
that's
kind of
perky.
Coffee is she drinking, man? That's some beans she's got or something. I don't know.
And the husband, I think, is a little light on the loafers. I think he likes the guys.
Uh-oh. Well, yeah, she's... Maybe she's a man, baby.
She's definitely a beard.
Right. Beard. Gumby says... Kelly Ripa's husband is a beard. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Mr.
Kelly
Starr's
the beard.
Chips of tea. Beard. All right. Man drinks at 120 bars in 24 hours to break the world record. Now that's what I'm talking about.
There you go. That's something we all
do. Something important.
Shoot
David
ourselves.
Clarkson. Another British sod. 69 years old, too, man.
And
represent, dude.
Yep.
Walked to 119 more establishments over the course of the following 24 hours. Wow. Took the title from Australians Harry Kuros and Jake Loiterington, who visited 99 pubs in 24 hours.
Being out an Aussie guy, that's good.
Yeah. Teach them Aussies how to booze it up.
He
but he boozes better than the British Isles, man.
There you go.
You got the drunken Irish, you got the drunken Scots, and you got the drunken British.
Yep.
A whole island system of drunks. Great. Oh, actually, speaking of, you said that the tippy toes one falls. They have they set the world record for confetti cannons, all fired at the same time.
Yeah.
And these are bigger than them little pop ones. These are like a tube. Anyway, it goes off, boom, and a bunch of confetti comes out. Well, they had them all set up. 2013 confetti cannons. People with confetti cannons. And somebody goes, poof, before the thing in the video. It's funny. They're like, whoa, stop, back up. And that could have ruined the whole thing. You know, everybody else starts poofing off, and then they got to replace all the things.
Pretty starting to change their action.
They nipped it in the bud, thank goodness.
There you go. Another lover by one number.
2013. Confetti cannon. There you have it, man.
All right.
Around
good
the world, and who's your father? Alrighty, man. I only had to pay $8 for parking, which is the bargain.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
We'd like to dedicate this song right here to all of you folks out there who like to keep that traditional music alive. We'd like to thank Music City Roots for doing so. And we'd like to thank the father of bluegrass, Mr. Bill Monroe. Whoop-dum Gangnam Style. Deva shi prun mama broto modi pun in yo ju kan yo chi min wan no ju bodo ya no ju go to gom ya joke yo ga nana tanga hey chom chang a po hi chi min no te no ma sama hey daga pai na pai dun cha ma cha wa ni sama hey gonna pull it down so need a turn but down a sama hey kudos on a hey got a bye one sign and food over kudos
Cleverlies.
It's been a while since we had some bluegrass. Like it.
That was like the worst song on the planet, and they made it
yes,
good.
Yes, it was. Yes, it
you
was.
Know? That's so cool. What a great job. I never listened to that Gangnam. Well,
nah.
Not of my free will.
Yeah.
I know the gigs they've played it.
It pops up a lot.
But,
hard to avoid.
They made it good.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything bluegrass can't do? I don't know. I mean, that's what this world needs, more bluegrass, man.
There you go. There you have it.
For years and years and years and years and years, they've had on our NPR station at, yeah, it's midnight, Fridays and Saturdays. The Bluegrass Ramble.
Okay.
The host is terrible. And, well, there they are, the third and three. They'll be down there in Chillicothe on the 16th. No, I'm sorry, the 17th. You know, he's this real... but they play some good chicken.
Late night guys are always like that.
Yeah. Well, especially on public radio.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I got a free pie coming. That's so cool.
That's
free
pie.
I think I'll get it at lunch.
How much do pies go for now, especially at this place that we're wall-to-wall?
It's probably got to be a 20 at least.
Yeah. I was going to guess 18, but yeah, probably 20 something.
About a $20 pizza. It's not cheap pizza, but it's good. Yeah, forward to that. Actually, I'd like a sub better, but I'll take a pie.
You take your prize.
I'll take the pie. No problemo. Zero some Tuesday. Oh, so I got to talk to some lady. She wants me to surprise her husband. Oh, I don't know if I want to do this or not. I really don't want to do it, but it's like,
yeah.
I hate to turn people down. She wants me to show up at a restaurant where they're at and draw the caricature as a surprise, you know, and all this shit. You like play acting and shit. And I don't really think, man. I like being phony, man. You know, I am who I am, Mom. Yeah.
You'll survive it.
But, I have no choice. She said the one date, and I'm like, oh, cool, I'm working. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not available that night. She goes, well, what about Thursday?
And they rearranged it for you. Now you got it.
Okay, I guess I can do it Thursday. It's not going to be a good caricature because I won't have my gear and I won't be all set up and walking around holding a thing. It's not conducive to the thing. But that's all right.
You'll make it work.
It'll be a memory they'll cherish forever, blah, blah, blah.
And you were a part of it.
Well, I was a part of it. You get that right, Jack. That's the day I have the gig with at the car show with the prettiest girl in the world, the prettiest lady
Ooh.
In the world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sweet. Oh, my God, she's so pretty. Jeez. I don't like to look at her that much, you know?
Uh-huh.
You just glance. You go,
uh-huh.
All right, pretty strong. Okay, she's a married woman and all that shit, and she's hiring
uh-huh.
me. And I'm
yeah.
going to sit there and go, hey. But, man, she's pretty. Wow.
She runs it?
Yeah, she's the in charge of the deal. And she's,
okay.
You know, got it. Got her card over here, man. Card out. I don't have it there.
Get hit on.
Good. Good. Oh, my God, no.
Married women are great.
Too unprofessional, man. God, she's pretty, though. Holy cow. I mean, I just look at her. I'm like, I love you. Can I keep
uh-huh.
you? You know, it's like one of them faces. It's fucked up. You know,
And when you're a star, they let you just grab by the pussy. Yeah, man. How's that working out, Chief?
There you go.
Sitting there pooping
his pants. You better stick with quick glances. We don't want to see you falling asleep in the courtroom shitting your pants.
Huge, massive dump.
Quick glances.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel!
Crash and burn, super!
That belongs in a movie. It has like a nice mood to it.
Oop said it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome, man. Fuck off, man. That's like real genuine yodeling, man.
Oh yeah.
Schwarzbahn Schuper. And our German audience will know who I'm talking about.
That's right.
But man, that's epic. This whole show's been something, Dr. Cake said. You know what? I think you're right. I think you hit the nail on the old head.
I'm sitting here watching a silent movie, and I'm thinking, you know, that could have worked as a music in a silent movie.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them big tragedies or something.
Uh-huh. One of those German specialists, yeah.
Sheesh. Man. Some serious yodeling.
Yeah. They're not fucking around.
It's like yodeling. I said it's yodel church, man. This is yodeling church. Light the candles. Watch out for the guy with the funny hat, though.
Yeah.
Don't be alone. Don't get alone. Don't be alone with the guy with the funny hat that day. Good. Keep his hands.
We could play that at the Church of Beer Battered Shrimp.
That is a beer. Yes, that should be the anthem. Yeah.
That's our choir.
That was called the White Yodel.
Bam. White Yodel hymn.
Yep. Man, I tell you what, these Heinekens do the job, boy. Woo!
It's a German show.
Ja, wohin mein Herr. All right, well, you know, it was a fun time. We had good times. There's a couple of yucks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Bit informative, a little bit.
Didn't really dwell on Uncle Bobo pooping his pants.
No.
Even though... man, it's gotta hit like the shit's. You know what I mean? I mean, something's gotta give on this.
Oh yeah,
he's out there every fucking day.
Yeah,
that place someone's gonna go do.
They spent hours, man, in that courtroom.
Oh my god, they said, and then Bobo was complaining it was really cold, it was freezing. Yeah. Probably because, man, if they turned the heat up, then the heat and the stink, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Trying to keep the heat. Ugh. Gee, there's enough heat radiating from your pants, man.
Oh. At least when all this is over, we'll probably be hearing more of it. Hopefully. People will be talking about it.
I bet you the guy in the back row. His hip.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What kind of shit is that?
That's exactly.
That's Bobo there, shit. Right?
Woo!
Presidential shit.
Man, that's funny. Couldn't happen to a nicer asshole.
Yeah. And all his minions.
Yeah. And now, oh man, and all his girlfriend, the Playboy girl and porn star are going to testify.
Yep.
I was fucking him while his wife was pregnant.
Bye-bye, Bobo.
I fucked him when after he was born.
And then he paid them both off. Pooped his pants in court.
That's it. What bothers me is all these Bobo people, man, are putting down Biden. I think he's one of the best presidents we've had.
Amen, brother.
This guy's doing a great
job. Damn good job. Got a lot of shit done with, like, a razor-thin majority when he had it.
Yep.
And, you gotta hand it to the Republican dude in the House, passing Ukraine funding and all that
yeah.
nonsense this weekend. It, He actually had a testicle.
Testicle.
He stood up to Marjorie Taylor Yo-Yo.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So, old Putin to go stick it, Putin. I don't like about him.
Fuck Putin.
Yeah, fuck Booty. All right, man. Well, we got to get out of here. Blathering on way too long. Where's my playout song? Yeah. We got to get this in here. Okay. Well, yeah, thanks everybody for coming, man.
Yes, thank you, Possum.
I wish Apple Cheeks had been here, because I think she'd have loved that. She'd have loved that bluegrass tune.
Oh yeah.
And there was another one I had when I said, oh, Apple Cheeks gonna like that too. Anyhow, Carlos. I was having fun. Have fun, man. Everybody have fun. I don't care what you're doing. Just have fun. You know.
Yeah.
My advice.
Make it a point to have fun.
Fuck yes. I
wake up
kid.
In the morning, look in the mirror, and say, I'm going to have fun today.
That's a fucking fun. What's it going to hurt? Huh? Nah.
And kick anyone in the nuts who tries to take your fun away.
Just chill, man. Relax.
Exactly.
Stress. I'm getting there. I'll be the Zen master by the time I'm finished.
There you go. Work on that puppy.
All right, man.
Zen master.
Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody, and energize.
Something exploded down inside, and Roy's tears up in my eyes. Oh, yes. I have that funny feeling, I guess it's my atomic love for you. Crash, something shattered in my mind, and sent cold chills right down my spine. Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess it's my atomic love for you. I can't realize, but I will apologize for all that I've done wrong. There's no need of pretending our love will have no ending. I'll dream every day is done. Flesh, I see spots before my eyes. Or is it stars up in the skies? Oh yes, I have that funny feeling, I guess it's my atomic love for you.
missed it by that much.
Still gets a laugh today.
I love it.
Tried and true comedy bits. God, man, we're so lame. Young people don't get a fucking joke one on our show. We
definitely have old references.
My God, we're pathetic. When did that happen, man? I used to be right on top of it, man. I was ripped from today's headline.
Like the old stuff.
Jeez. Washed up old goon. Oh, well. The world needs washed up old goons.
That's right.
Chin up, man. Chin up.
There's room for us.
There's room for washed up goons. Most excellent, man. That was fun.
Good time.
Send more shit.
Yep.
More yucks, man. Gotta be in the mood. I've been in the mood tonight more than I had been for a while, man. A couple of shows, man, with Ford dying and, sad Bob Dole going on. It's hard to get up.
Yep. I know that feeling.
What do? We carry on.
Carry on, baby.
Onward, forward, upward, outward, and inward
forward.
Sometimes. I don't know.
Bring the
good
old references.
Absolutely. Washed up old goons unite. Well, do it again next week, eh?
Sounds good to me.
All right, Chief. Keep sending knocks, locks, blocks, spoons, spittoons, and spittoons.
There you have it. There you have it. Ooh.
Need the goons.
Stay tuned for some exciting scenes from our next week's episode.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.